You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of very good records, we have got Toby from Fat Freddy's Drop on the line to chat about Wairunga, which was just released on Friday. Kia ora, Toby. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. I hope you're comfortable in your bubble at the moment. Bit of a weird time to be talking about new music, I'm sure, but it's great to have some Fat Freddy's to get us through this strange period. How do you feel having the record out there?
Oh, it's great. It's great to be releasing this collection of songs and the film that goes with it as well. It's awesome that, you know, we've managed to do some good work in the last, you know, wee while, which has been a bit of a surprise, but we're happy about it.
It's been a really special project because it's not a sort of normal album in the sense that you've reworked some songs that you've released before. You've got a few new ones on there as well, but it's recorded in the bush, and as you say, it's got this gorgeous film that goes alongside it. How did you guys decide this was what you wanted to do at this point?
Last year we did a film which was a kind of, you know, a concert with no audience that we filmed at the Michael Fowler Centre in Wellington.
Mm.
And you know, that was experimental in that we just didn't really know how it was going to turn out, the film or the recording, and both of them, you know, we were very pleased with how they turned out. So we started thinking, you know, what else could we do along the lines of a film? And we just decided to go completely ambitious and film outside and do a whole lot of new songs. And, you know, we booked in the time and you know, and did it, and it was really just trying to develop a new thing so that we can, you know, reach our audience and provide, you know, music for, especially since we've had to cancel, I don't know, four tours or something of late. So, yeah, it's just a good thing to put our energy into, and, I mean, the thing is, you know, we've never really set out to be on film, I suppose. We're not really film performers, but so it's a little bit uncomfortable, but you know, seeing yourself on the screen, but actually it's just something that we're not getting used to it, but I think we're just really pleased with the results and the fact that it's sort of, you know, got some original sounds out there now.
So tell us a little bit about Wairunga as a place, because this is somewhere that I think has been, you know, very sort of important for you as a band, both musically and also just in your everyday lives as well. What is it about Wairunga that is so special to Fat Freddy's?
Well, you know, I mean, the group's been together for, I don't know, almost 25 years now. So
yeah.
There are a lot of places around the world where, you know, there's certain significant special places for the group. But this is one of them. This is in the top three, I suppose, and it's a property up in the country above Waimarama Beach in Hawke's Bay, and it belongs to a family, friends of you know, Moo and Nicole, the manager and band leaders of the group, and so it's a place. It's a big old farm property up there where over the years they have hosted all kinds of events that we've been involved with. You know, weddings, birthdays, different New Year's celebrations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In between, you know, we've been on tour, we've always gone and spent time up there as well, and we've done recording and written music up there as well over the years. So it's a place we just love to return to.
Mm.
And returning there to make a film was something that we'd always sort of joked about, or to do a concert or do an album or something was always something we'd always joked about. But, you know, and it kind of came down to it. We're like, well, we're coming, guys, so get ready. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so it was just like, it's a place that we're just very comfortable at, and it's it was just a lovely place to do our new songs, because they were very much, you know, we sort of rehearsed them up over about a week and then just basically put ourselves out there to perform these songs, and it, you know, I think being in such a comfortable place with so much sort of resonance for us, you know, so much history, made the whole process really enjoyable.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the process of writing a Fat Freddy's song, because there's so many of you, and as you say, you've been together for over nearly two and a half decades now. You must be, you know, really in a groove of how a track comes about, but what does it actually look like when you all get together?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we get together in our studio down at Kilburnie in Wellington, and we, you know, we've all got our spots around the room where we like to sit and play, and the horn section are off kind of tucked away in the corner so we don't bother anyone too much, you know. And and so we're over there writing things down, trying out all of our different ideas for horn arrangements, and he moves over on his side, you know, working on the beats. And you know, Dallas is usually messing around with his vocal loop station and writing little bits and pieces of songs. And it's, you know, and then we've got the guys on the rhythm section, you know, we've got Man Raro on the guitar, and you know, Ian on the keys, and they often kind of working together on interesting you know, chord and rhythmic sort of variations. And then after a wee while, you know, like, we might have some tunes that we've been sort of had on the back burner for a wee while, and we sort of, they start to kind of come into focus, I suppose, as as the arrangement just starts to kind of coalesce. And I think over the years it's got easier, really, because I think we just trust the process a lot more now. And so we say, look, you know, we're going to sit down and start writing, and, you know, the thing might just eventuate immediately, or it might be a few days or a few weeks, you know. And there's that thing, we sort of know when there's a strong idea and that it's gonna come to fruition, but obviously the question is when. And with these songs, they all kind of took shape over about 10 days.
Pretty amazing.
It did turn out well, you know. I'm surprised, because we've done, you know, sometimes these songs, they take years to work out. But no, it was, you know, we were fortunate.
You guys are such a live band. Like, I mean, you're one of the great New Zealand live bands. How does it feel? I mean, you've had to cancel, as you say, many tours, and it has been a strange year for, you know, the live music industry. We're right back in a space where it's looking like a wee while before we'll be able to actually see music again. How does that feel for you as a performer? Is it something that you're just having to get used to? Is it, you know, something you feel is going to change the way Fat Freddy's writes or works? Obviously, you've come up with this excellent project that kind of gives a bit of that live sensibility through the film. But what's it felt like for you this year?
Well, yeah, it's funny, because there's two sides to it. One side is it's really annoying, because we just began a European tour, and the whole thing got cancelled when we were there. We had to quickly hurry back for lockdown last year. And I mean, it's frustrating, because we were about to promote our special edition part one record over in Europe, and we were geared up for that, and for basically, I think we were booked in for about a year and a half of touring, and that we basically had to throw that all away. So, you know, I mean, but we're also very grateful, because, you know, we have made the most of the time where we haven't been traveling, and you know, and it's been amazing to actually be at home with our families, and to, you know, just not take that time for granted as well. I mean, you know, it's funny, because it would look, you know, where we are right now would be very different if the pandemic had not turned up. So, we probably would have just been coming off the back of a long period of touring, and probably about to have a bit of a rest before the next thing. But as it is, we've sort of been just working away quietly and coming up with different types of projects to extend our you know, what our offering basically is.
Yeah, well, this is a very special offering, Wairunga, and I'm glad that we can listen to it now. It's going to be out on the limited edition vinyl later down the track, but people can buy it and listen to it digitally at the moment. Also, if people want to see the film, what's the deal with that one, Toby? Is it going to be back in cinemas or back online?
Look, I think actually we had a couple of screenings. You know, we went to the Event Cinema in up in Newmarket, and we did the Embassy Theatre in Wellington, and we listened to it there with the 7.1 Dolby surround soundtrack, which was really cool. And then I think we had a couple of viewings on YouTube. They were sort of appointments, but I believe that we're going to be releasing it.
Awesome.
Possibly the end of this week on YouTube. Yeah, so I think there'll be more public viewings. I think maybe keep an eye on the Fat Freddy's Facebook and Instagram, and there'll be updates about when it's available to watch. But I believe it's going to be end of the week, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's definitely something to do in lockdown. Hey, thank you for speaking with us this morning, Toby. It's been a real pleasure. We're going to have a listen to Shady now, which has made its way into the BFM Top 10 for quite some weeks now. So thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Cheers for having me. Thank you.
Cheers. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.